Good morning from the East. Good morning. This is Philip Nichols from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church, located right off of Highway 278. And I am glad to be able to come to you live once again this morning via Facebook. Hopefully that your week has been well, and I hope that you are doing good. And as always, as I look at my church pews this morning here at the East Point Church, I wish they were actually people here to preach to this morning, but they're not. But you know what? We're going to press on, and we're going to have a good time in the Word of the Lord this morning. And I pray that you will be blessed by God's Word and what He has for me today to share with you. So I'd like to get right into the message today. And as we begin this morning, though, if you are in need of any prayer, I'd like to pray with you as we open up our service this morning. I would like to ask you that are with us this morning to bow with me, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we just want to, first of all, tell you this morning, Lord, that we love you. Lord, we love you more than anything. And God, we are just so grateful this morning that we can come to you, even though we may not be, our pews may not be full this morning. Lord, it says we're two or three or more gathered together. You're in the midst of them, Heavenly Father. So, God, we just thank you now that you are amongst us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you have carried us all through this week. And, Lord, you've carried us through all our storms this week. Lord, you continue to carry us through the storms that we're facing. And, Lord, we just give you praise this morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you this morning for loving us, for caring about us, and for listening to us, Lord, and for answering us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, for those that are sick this morning, God, Lord, those that have any type of need this morning, Lord, we just pray for them. We lift them up to you, Lord. God, we lift up the those that are shut in nursing homes this morning. God, we lift up each person that's shut in their homes today, Heavenly Father. God, we just ask you to pour out a blessing upon this nation, Lord, upon our land, Heavenly Father. And God, and restore it, Heavenly Father, unto what you would have it to be, God. Lord, we pray for our leaders. We pray for our president this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for all the doctors, the nurses, the firefighters, rapid responders. God, anyone that's in the medical field this morning, Lord, we pray for them this morning, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask that you keep them safe. Watch over them, protect them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray for those that are in need of anything this morning, God. We just ask you to touch them in a mighty way. Lord, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross, Lord. Let me speak your word, nothing more than a willing vessel. And God, that you might receive all honor, glory, and praise. For it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Okay, so today, thank you again. I see a lot of your names popping up on my screen this morning. So it's always good to see names popping up on my screen this morning. And so today I'd like to share with you the title of my message is Why Do You Love Jesus Today? Why do you love the Lord today? That's the question I'd like to ask you to think about for the next few minutes as we go through this wonderful word that the Lord has imparted to me to share with you. Why do you love the Lord today? What is it about the Lord that you love so much? Be thinking about that. And so I'd like to share with you, first of all, the book of Psalms, chapter 116. I'd like to read a few verses of scripture to you, starting with verse 1. And in the Word of God, in Psalms 116, starting with verse 1, it says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. In verse 3, it says, the cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord, and he saved me. And then I want to stop right there just for a minute. Now, the psalmist here, as you can see, or as you heard in this passage of reading, that apparently he had something going on. Apparently that he was faced and surrounded, as he says, by death. And he had something that was distressful. He had something that was very troubling to him. But you know what? He says here that he called upon the name of the Lord. He called upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord saved him. In other words, the Lord delivered him. The Lord delivered him out of his trouble, out of his distress and anguish. So keep that in mind today. That is, and I like what it says here in the first verse of that Psalms 116. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. I want to tell you something today. I always say this a lot, but I want to keep telling you this, and I want to keep reminding you, and I need to be reminded this of myself, is that the Lord, when we call upon the name of the Lord, he hears us. When we are surrounded by whatever it may be, whatever the storm may be, whatever distress it may be, and we call upon the name of the Lord, he hears us. He's inclined to hear us. So what does that mean, that word inclined? That tells me that the Lord pays direct attention to you and me. When you call upon the name of the Lord, you know, a lot of times I don't hear my wife what she says to me because I'm not inclined to what she's saying. And maybe vice versa. She may be tied up doing something, and I may ask her a question, but and maybe looking for something. That's what I'm always doing, looking for something, and I can't find it. But I ask her, do you know where so-and-so is? And she'll I don't hear an answer from her. So I'm taking it as she's not giving me her direct attention, or vice versa. I'm not giving her my direct attention. But that's not the way the Lord operates. When you call upon the name of the Lord, when you call upon the name of the Lord, he pays direct attention to you, and he hears your voice that quick. Immediately, he hears your voice, and he is inclined to listen to your need. And so that's what's so great. That's one of the things this morning that we need to keep in mind, is that that's why we should love the Lord more than anything, because he pays direct attention. He doesn't wait to hear us. Now, he may wait to answer our prayers, but he doesn't wait to hear us. As soon as you call upon the name of the Lord, he hears you. He's inclined to pay attention to you, directly to you. And that's what I love about the Lord. That's number one thing I love about the Lord, is that he listens to me. As soon as I call upon his name, he listens to me. Now, let's move on a little bit this morning. And it goes on to say, because the Lord heard the psalmist here, he says, I will call on him as long as I shall live. He says, even though death surrounded him in his suffering, distress, and anguish, he called on the Lord to be, and the Lord saved his life. So listen, that tells me another thing today. That tells me also, if you want to save your life today, and this is awesome. I think it is. I always tell my congregation, and you are there watching, I think it's awesome that when the Lord says, if you want to save your life, call upon the name of the Lord. If you want to be delivered from sickness, guess what? Call upon the name of the Lord. If you want to be delivered from distress, if you want to be delivered from whatever it is you're dealing with today, guess what? It's as simple as it can be today. Call upon the name of the Lord. There's mighty power in the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, there is great help in the name of the Lord. With so much negativity, going on right now, so much bickering between people everywhere you go, so much of people wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. Listen, you don't need to ask me what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't need to ask you what's going to happen tomorrow or this afternoon or whatever. We need to be calling upon the name of the Lord. We need to be trusting in the Lord today. We need to be asking God for his help today. We need to be asking God, help us, Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Deliver us from whatever it is that we need deliverance from. And I can assure you today, as a man of God, as a human being that loves the Lord, he is going to do a great work. He's already doing a great work. He's not going to do a great work. He's already doing a great work. And that's what I think is most important for us today to remember, is the word, and I'm going to bring it up. Are y'all ready for it? It's called gratitude. You know, I tell people everywhere I go, and I tell whoever will listen, and I even tell people to remind me, some days I just can't get anything right. I just cannot. I can't get anything going my way. And I just, man, some days I don't even want to get out of bed and go anywhere. Because it's just everything I touch seems like it falls apart. But listen, the Bible tells us that we need to have a song in our heart. And if we love the Lord, as we say we do, then we need to have a love song in our hearts. We need to have a type of song that is a love song toward the Lord. And like, you know, like, I'm not a very good singer, but let me read this to you out of the book of Ephesians. Let me just read this to you real quick here. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verses 18 and through 20, Paul says this. He says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now I want to read that one more time just in case you didn't hear it. Ephesians chapter 15, or chapter 5, verses 18 through 20 says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, giving thanks to Him for everything in the name of Jesus Christ." Now let me ask you something this morning. I thought about this. I thought about this scripture right here. And let me ask you this morning, that are watching and listening, should we love the Lord right now in these times? Should we love the Lord that people have died all over the world? Should we love the Lord that people, knowing that people are dying with cancer, our devastation through storm, our different types of just natural storms? Should we love the Lord? Should we have a song in our heart of love toward God for all that's going on today? I would say yes. It says here, Paul writes that we should give thanks to the Lord for everything. Now, how could any good come out of what's going on right now? Well, let me tell you this. As a witness for God, I think a lot of good's coming out of this. I know it's terrible right now in our times, but I think a lot of good is going on right now. There's people that wouldn't be normally helping other people right now because of work or whatever other responsibilities they may have going on. But there are more people now turning to God. There are more people now praying to God. There are more people now calling on the name of God for help and for guidance and for deliverance, for answers. There's more people now loving one another. There's more people now loving God than ever before. So yes, I think, yes, that excites me. I think that there's plenty of good coming out of what's going on now for the glory of God. So my advice to you today is this. Make music in your heart toward God. Can you do that today? Can you make a love song in your heart? Can you sing love songs unto the Lord in your heart today for God? You can. And listen, I want to tell you this. This is the most important part right here. In this chapter 116, verses 1 through 4 that I read to you this morning, the psalmist here, he writes that death surrounded him. He writes that the grave looked like he was going to go down into the grave. He wrote that he was probably going to die. He probably thought that. He probably thought, hey, I'm fixing to die. I see death all around me. I see distress all around me. He was in anguish. He was in suffering. He was in distress. But yet, the main thing, the most important thing to remember this morning is what the psalmist was focused on in these first four verses. He was focused on God. His attention was on God. He called out. He cried out to God Almighty for His help. And that's what we need to do today. I believe that's what we need to continue to do today, is to call out, cry out unto the Lord for help. Now let me move on real quick this morning. I got a few more things I'd like to share with you this morning. And we will close in this service this morning. Now let me just say this morning. The main reason, there's a lot of reasons why I love the Lord. I mean he has brought me from where I was a long ago, not too long ago, to where I am today. And He's still taking me to new heights. He's still opening new doors unto me. Is that the reason why I love the Lord? Well, no. The real reason I love the Lord is because He loved me first. See, I didn't love the Lord. Long ago, I didn't love the Lord. I didn't love the Lord at all. I hated the Lord. I'll just be honest with you. I didn't like Him, and I've told this church many times that I didn't like churchgoers. I didn't like church people. I didn't like elders. I didn't like preachers. And I definitely didn't like God. I definitely didn't like Jesus Christ. I had no love relationship with any one of them. And I didn't want no part of them. Because, you know, that was just the way. And even the Bible says, even when I was dead in my transgressions against God, guess what? He still loved me. And guess what? He still looked at me. He said, guess what? There's still hope. He said, guess what? There's still a chance. He said, guess what? He said, I can still help him. He didn't give up on me. Even now when I make mistakes, even now when I blow it, and guess what? I do blow it. And I said this a few weeks ago. I blow it all the time. But guess what? The Lord still loves me. And that's why I have such a love song in my heart for the Lord, because He has loved me. Even though I have not loved Him always, He has always loved me and will continue to do so, even though I may fall away from Him. Even so, even though I may find myself in distress, even though I may find myself in anguish, I may be mad at the Lord tomorrow, but that's not going to stop God from loving me. He's still going to love me no matter what. And there is nothing that, as Paul writes, there is nothing that can separate you and I from the love of God that are in Jesus Christ. God, and that's the truth of God's Word today, that we must realize and that we must understand and that we must accept and that we must take in our hearts and we must hold it dear and we must sing that song. We must sing that song unto the Lord every day as we wake up. And there is nothing, there is nothing that can separate you and I from the love of God, because He loved us first. He loved us first, unconditionally. You know, and God is no respecter of person. He loves all people. And see, that's what's so great about God. You know, I can't tell you enough this morning. I can't say enough. I can't show you enough. I can't tell you enough this morning that God has helped me, that God has saved me, that God has delivered me from storm after storm after storm, and He will continue to do so simply because of His Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross at Calvary for me. Now, what a great love relationship it is. You want to know where your blessings come from this morning. You want to know where your deliverance come from this morning. You want to know where your help comes from this morning. You want to know where your power comes from this morning. You want to know how you can stand. Listen, I want to read something very important to you. One more thing this morning. Listen, I want to tell you this morning that the psalmist also writes here. He says down in verse, let me look here. He says down here in verse 8, he says, "For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Listen, I'm not walking in the land of the dead this morning. I'm not walking amongst the dead this morning. I'm walking amongst the living. I'm in the land of the living this morning. And I know this morning that the love relationship that God has given unto me and you that are in Jesus Christ this morning, He has kept us from stumbling. He has kept us from falling. He has kept our eyes from tears this morning. It goes on to say, I said, "I have trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted in my alarm. I said, everyone is a liar." He says, "What shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me?" What shall you return to the Lord today for all His goodness? What shall you return to the Lord for all the good things that He has given unto you? The psalmist says this. This is what the psalmist says he will do. He says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation." He says, "I will call on the name of the Lord." He says, "I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people." Now listen. He says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His faithful servants." He says, "Truly I am your servant. Lord, I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. Man, what a glorious word this is from the Lord this morning. And he said, I will fulfill my vows. He said, what is he talking about? What is he saying? I will fulfill my vows. You know what those vows are? When you became a Christian, when you became a child of God, you said, Lord, I'll go wherever you send me. I'll go and serve you. I will go and love you in the name of Jesus Christ and love others just as you have loved me in the name of Jesus Christ and covered me under his precious blood. And you have freed me from my chains. Man, what a great word this is today. Wow, what a glorious word this is. And I hope this has encouraged you and touched your heart and your life some way today. And maybe as we close this morning in prayer. Wow. Whew, man, this is good. Wow. Maybe today, you will remember all the good things the Lord has done for you. Maybe today, you will remember all the goodness of the Lord that He pours out upon you and I each and every day. Maybe today, even when you blow it, even when you make mistakes tomorrow, even when you think the Lord won't love you anymore. Listen, the Lord is always going to love you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even unto the end of time. So that's a promise. That's a love relationship between you and Jesus Christ that will never end. It can never be broken. It can never be taken away. We have been saved, we have been delivered, we have been sanctified, and we have been saved unto that day when we stand face to face with the Lord. Go out today, love someone else, help someone else, tell someone else about how the Lord loves you. Tell someone else how the Lord can love them. Be a blessing to someone today. I'm not always a blessing. Some days I'm ill, some days I'm cranky, some days I don't know who I am. But I do know whose I am. And that's the most important thing to remember. You may not know who you are tomorrow from all the hectic and crazy running around. You may not know who you are today. But one thing for sure you can know always is whose you are. And if you're covered on the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. And that's what you need to remember the most. And that's why you should love the Lord. That's why we do love the Lord. As we close in prayer today, be blessed. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, wow. Man, what a wonderful word this morning it's been. Thank you, Lord, for giving me such an unworthy servant. A great and mighty, powerful word. Lord, I pray those that were able to hear this message this morning, God, I pray, Lord, that you have blessed their heart unconditionally, Heavenly Father. God, I pray that you take away all distress, all anguish. Lord, take away all stress, Lord. Anything that's troubling our lives today, God. Lord, if there's any barriers in our pathway, in our hearts today, Lord, that's keeping our faith hindered in you, Lord, I pray they be removed today. God, help us to keep that love song in our heart towards you, God. Let us sing it every day, Lord. Lord, let us hum it. Let us whistle it, Lord. However we do it, Lord, let us do it. Let us sing out loud unto all the people, Lord. Lord, the people out there, let us sing your love to them, Heavenly Father, that they might know who you are and that they might know what you have done for us, that you will do the same for them. And God, we thank you this morning. And we ask, Lord, that you go with us now. Lead us and guide us into the next time that we can be here together again. Lord, just keep us safe. Watch over us and protect us, Lord. Lead us and guide us in the direction of the Holy Spirit. And these things we humbly ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.